Joe Thomas.
Good morning.
Morning, sir. How are you?
All right. I hope here in a few minutes. In your packets this morning, there was a rather lengthy document. And I hope it didn't put you to sleep. But unfortunately, it's the Sussex County All Hazards Multi-Jurisdictional Plan Update. Back in April of 2005, through federal guidelines, we had to create a multi-jurisdictional hazard mitigation plan, which basically puts down on paper some of the issues that plague Sussex County during times of disaster and through the various hazards that we are subject to. That plan was adopted by Sussex County Council in April 2005, and as part of the FEMA requirements, every 5 years we have to update this plan. What you have in front of you is the update, and the purpose of the update is to continue to provide the guidance for hazard mitigation in Sussex County. It identifies mitigation goals, objectives, and recommended actions and initiatives for county as well as municipal government. One of the things about this plan is all the incorporated jurisdictions in Sussex County are involved in this plan, and they have their own strategies and plans and actions that they would like to see done. The plan meets the requirements of the local mitigation plan by FEMA. Actually, FEMA has reviewed this document and has approved this document pending your adoption of the plan today. This plan continues to keep Sussex County qualified to obtain all disaster assistance, to include public assistance and individual assistance, as well as mitigation grants through the Robert T. Stafford Disaster Relief Act through FEMA. The key is without this plan in place, all eligible local jurisdictions would be ineligible to receive a variety of disaster recovery programs, including public assistance, to repair or replace damaged public facilities in time of disaster. So with that, I am asking for your adoption of this plan today.
Shoot, that's a heck of a document.
Yes, it is, sir.
Does it erode civil liberties in any way during times of disaster?
Excuse me, I didn't.
Does it erode civil liberties in any way in times of disaster?
Not to my knowledge.
Does it transfer local authority to the feds?
No.
Some kind of a
no, sir.
Emergency order that's
no, sir.
Contained within here?
No, the through FEMA's eyes, all disasters are local. And by that I mean is that they're handled on the local level. And all FEMA does is come in to assist and provide assistance during the disaster, and they also provide disaster funding afterwards.
Does it offer any greater opportunity for the declaration of martial law or states of emergency that would somehow compromise the freedoms of Sussex County?
No, sir. This is just a document which outlines that in Sussex County there are certain areas, certain issues, flooding, stormwater management, those kind of things that if we could somehow mitigate those, and for instance, what you were talking about your transportation improvement plan, elevate roads, improve drainage, those kind of things, then by that, they're identified in this plan, and that would help future disasters where we wouldn't see the damage that we sometimes see.
Mm-hmm.
How long has this document been available to the public?
The mitigation plan itself, we have a link to the plans on the internet. I do not know if I had put that plan on the internet, sir. So to answer your question, I don't know if that's been an issue to the public. The public were invited to two public hearings. During the process, we invite the towns as well as the public on two separate occasions to provide input and guidance. And I think back towards the end of the document, there's appendices, and it actually shows where we scheduled public meetings and who attended those.
Does it offer any public comments that
yes.
were made in here?
Yes.
In here?
Yes. Public was those that attended were offered a forum to speak at and identify what they felt, and they were included in the plan.
We have a plan today.
We currently have a plan, without this update approved, we are not eligible for mitigation funding.
And that comes from?
FEMA, the federal government.
Okay.
Thank you for continuing my question.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
That was the question.
Yes.
We have a plan in place today. This updates the plan.
Yes.
It puts us in line with what FEMA requires.
Exactly.
To be able to get FEMA assistance if we do have some kind of a disaster or man-made.
For instance, the snowstorm.
Yep.
Because that was a presidential declaration, emergency disaster, there is a percentage of that total money allotted that is for mitigation funding. With this plan not in place, we're not eligible for that funding.
Right. Okay.
Is there a deadline that FEMA requires for us to update the plan?
Every 5 years.
And when is the window closed on this current 5 year?
Well, we need to get this adopted. April 2005 was when council approved it, the original plan. And FEMA has reviewed this in March of 2010, and now we're coming before you to ask for your adoption.
So they've approved it?
I had to get the final paperwork from the consultant. FEMA's not gonna lose our funding capability at this point because FEMA is on record as adopting the plan or approving the plan based on your adoption.
Would anybody object to allowing him to post it on the internet for a week or two? I guess we'd be coming back in September.
Hasn't the public had access to this?
Public was involved in the planning process.
Mm-hmm. But there was this document has not been posted on the internet for the public.
That's yet. Entirely up to you and the council, sir.
No. I hear where you're going, Mr. Vincent, and I respect that. It's been a habit of mine to try to get this stuff in front of the public before we vote. I haven't read this from cover to cover.
Quite honestly, sir.
I criticize federal government for passing laws they don't read, so I couldn't in good conscience vote for this today.
I know it's a lengthy document.
I hear you. I didn't.
From cover to cover, right?
Yes, sir.
You're a good man.
But I'll certainly entertain a motion to approve.
I'll make a motion. We adopt the plan.
Would you like me
to? Are you have a motion?
Yeah, I had one written up if you like. Be it moved, the Sussex County Council has approved and adopted the 2010 multi-jurisdictional all-hazard mitigation plan update, which is required by the Federal Emergency Management Agency so that Sussex County may be eligible to receive pre- and post-disaster funding.
So move you.
Second.
Motion and a second to approve the hazardous mitigation plan recommendation presented by Mr. Thomas and provided to us in our packet this week. Any discussion?
Well, I'm with you, Vance. I sure didn't get it read through either.
If there is no further discussion, we'll take the vote. Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Not voting.
Mr. Cole?
I'll have to disclose I've read very little of it, like a couple of the other councilmen, but I was involved in the first one, and this is being an update, and I've heard nothing to the negative from the first one. And be honest with you, I'll have to disclose I can't remember how much I read of the first one. All right, but that's so many years ago, and I'm getting older. Anyway, so I'll vote yes because I feel that it's time to move on, and I believe this is something we need to do.
Mr. Vincent?
I vote yes.
Not voting. Motion carried.
We will post this on the internet today.
Great.
Good.
All right. Thank you.
And Joe, just one question for you. If there were, once you post on the internet, there would be some kind of unforeseen comment that just struck you as, wow, we should have, whatever. I would assume there's a way to modify?
Yes. There's a mechanism in place. What we can do is through the state mitigation officer that's located at DEMA, we can reach out to FEMA and the people that are responsible for it, and I'm sure that they would probably entertain that. And
okay.
We could probably do something along
those. So if someone does comment back to you next week or so from the public,
yes,
and it's something that just strikes you as, wow, we should have thought of that or whatever, we can still modify the plan.
Yes, I feel very confident we can do that.
So confident what Mr. Phillips wants to accomplish that the public
yes.
has. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bob Jones.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen.
Morning.
Good morning. Good
morning. Today I'm appearing for council to present change order 1 to the Inland Bays Regional Wastewater Facility contract 0919 that's being built by Whiting and Turner. This change order consists of three material changes. The first was the use of standard wood truss in lieu of the treated lumber trusses in the pump and blower building, which results in a credit of $1,935. The second was a substitution of a stainless steel flap gate in lieu of the cast iron in the chlorine contact tank. That's a credit of $1,200. The third is a deletion of the explosion proof option on two pumps. This resulted in a credit of $1,750. So it totals to a net decrease of $4,885 to the contract. Any questions?
That's on a $13 million contract.
Yes, sir. It's $13,212,197 was the original accepted contract amount.
Any questions for Mr. Jones? If not, have you a motion, please?
Yes. Please be it moved based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department and its consultant, Whitman, Reckhart & Associates, that change order one for the Sussex County project 0919 Inland Bays Regional Wastewater Facility Phase 1 expansion be approved, which decreases the contract amount by $4,885 for a new total of $13,207,312.
So moved.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept change order read by Mr. Jones. Any discussion? We'll take the vote. Ms. Diva?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carries.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Davis?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
The Engineering Department is requesting permission to prepare and post public hearing notices for a deannexation of a parcel of land from the Long Neck Sanitary Sewer District. We received a written request for deannexation on July 28, 2010 that included payment of the application fee of $1,500. The area requesting deannexation is parcel 270 owned by Baywood LLC and is composed of approximately 30.59 acres. It is shown cross-hatched in yellow on the map that I passed out, and it is this parcel located on the map right here. Landmarks in the area, let's see, this is Route 24, and this is Long Neck Road. We have the Wilmington Trust Bank, McDonald's, the Pines at Long Neck, and Baywood. This development on the south side of Long Neck Road is known as Bayshore. The requested area was added to the Long Neck Sanitary Sewer District as part of expansion number one that took in from the peninsula up to the Food Lion. And that goes back to, I believe, the early 90s. The parcel originally was larger and was on both sides of Long Neck Road when it was included in the sewer district. The parcel was included, this area on the south side of Long Neck Road, which is now part of the Bayshore development. The area that we're requesting to de-annex is just on the north side of Long Neck Road. The area is in Mr. Cole's Councilmatic District. The parcel has not been provided with gravity sewer service or a connection point from the Long Neck Sanitary Sewer District because back in early 2000, we received a letter of request from Mr. Tunnel that he intended to serve the parcel from Baywood. The parcel is proposed for development referred to as Baywood Garden Villas, and the Sussex County Council approved a change of zone and conditional use for a residential multifamily project on January 5th, 2010. A condition of the approval was that the project be served by a publicly regulated wastewater utility subject to the Delaware Public Service Commission. In a letter of July 23, 2008, Mr. John Ashman, Director of Utility Planning, advised the Public Service Commission that Sussex County would not oppose a CPCN being issued for the parcel so long as the parcel was de-annexed from the Long Neck Sanitary Sewer District. The project will receive wastewater service from the Inland Bays Preservation Company's existing wastewater system within Baywood, and that in the Baywood project adjoins the parcel. And the Inland Bays Preservation Company is a publicly regulated utility subject to the Delaware Public Service Commission, the Delaware Department of Natural Resources and Environmental Control, Sussex County's Public Works Division, and the Sussex County Engineer must approve the system as well. Approvals are required prior to final site plan approval. We have tentatively scheduled a public hearing for October 5th at 11 a.m. in the County Council chambers for the de-annexation.
Has this happened before?
I'm sorry?
Have we done this before on other projects?
I recall one de-annexation of a parcel from the North Bethany District that was moved into the Bethany Beach District, I believe.
It was on the... from one of our districts to another one of our districts.
Yes.
Not from this to a private.
Yes.
Operating. This is a little different. Mm-hmm.
There have not been many, if any. I don't specifically recall one. It's a bit unusual.
As strongly as some people object to being put into these districts, does this de-annexation open the potential of others rushing to get de-annexed? Some people just don't like to be in sewer district because they've got to give up their private septic that costs them very little to maintain and start paying a monthly fee or a quarterly fee.
Well, there's nothing there right now, right? There's nothing there.
There's nothing there. It's currently used as like storage for dumpsters, part of the Baywood mm-hmm. development. The parcel has never been served. It does not have a connection point to the property line. The south side was served by the developer that did Bayshore. We've not included capacity in any of the existing infrastructure.
Now, would it have, my only concern sometimes is the rates. I know as we add into our districts, rates are affected usually positively where they can have a tendency to go down. More people, you know, more pieces of the pie, you know, more rates are more reasonable. Anyway, this would be beneficial, wouldn't it, to bring it into our district because of the amount of money that we would be seeing in connection charges and front-footed charges and would be beneficial to the overall district, which has to operate that plant and on and on. And we discharge with spray irrigation back away from any of the inland bays. How does Baywood discharge there? What is their system?
They have a spray irrigation trickle.
Right, but they
do it on site.
Right, they're much closer. To the inland bay, they got Herring Creek or whatever it is right in the back there. I mean, they're right there in a very much more environmentally sensitive area than we are back where our plant is and stuff like that. But I think the main concern is rates. We and like Vance said, would we set up, as we see future pieces, if some private guy wanted to offer a little better deal up front because it's just one individual dealing with a private sewer company, then the users, once they get it developed, they may find that if they'd have been with the county, they would have had a better deal, because we control the rates a little better or something. Mike, you want to get it? I'm just kind of concerned about the money thing and how we look at these things and how it all helps us.
I does it affect our overall?
And what is there advantage?
One reason this is a little bit different is that this would be connected into Mr. Tunnel's existing development. It's going to share roads, it's going to share all the same maintenance. I don't even believe this is going to have a separate entrance on the Long Neck Road. So the people who live in this community are going to be a part of the existing Bay Woods community. And I know he had actually initiated this process. I think Mr. Stickles was county administrator at the time and had made a written request back at that time to pursue this at some time in the future, so.
What's your personal opinion though on my concern about, you know, how when we bring people into these districts and we need a revenue stream, is this going to, would this be beneficial for us to keep it? I mean, sewer, the people who live there, Mike, really don't care when they flush that toilet, they just want to get rid of it. And as long as it's gone somewhere, then they're going to pay for it. But how about us? I mean, before we give it away and maybe set a precedent like Vance just said, are other people going to want to do things like this?
State law permits anybody, you know, we administer, you know, sewer districts per state law, so anybody can walk in and request to be de-annexed, so you would be faced with a similar right. type decision. I think this one is more like in the spirit of cooperation. We have worked side by side with Mr. Tunnel for some time, for a number of years. And again, because it's connected to his existing development, it seemed to make sense.
Right, but
if this was developer X who had no relationship with Mr. Tunnel, I don't think we would be coming in here to recommend this.
Okay, is it going to have any effect on the overall rate increases or decreases of the Long Neck Sanitary Sewer District?
We have the uniform rate structure now, so your first comment was right on point. The broader your base, the cheaper it is.
Right.
But how many lots are we talking?
I don't know.
But it's fully developed, the conditional use approval was not more than 354 units.
I mean, we have the big pool of the unified rates now.
Right, but
what
like,
Mike said is true on the other side without this being a cooperation with Mr. Tunnel. You don't want, I wouldn't assume we want developments just pulling out of our districts, mm-hmm. you know. But I can't, this wouldn't be impact our rates.
Today's request is simply to prepare and post notices. Mm-hmm. We are not
That's
approving
correct.
Anything mm-hmm. today. We want to hear from the public. So there is no objection to Mr. Cole.
No, I don't have any objection.
There's a question here. Where's the sewer line that exists there now?
Right out in Long Neck Road.
And it's ours, right?
It runs right along the road, on Long Neck Road there.
There is no gravity line in front of this parcel. There's no gravity line. There's a force main that comes down from our main pump station mm-hmm. down Long Neck Road. The pines at Long Neck is served from a small pump station that pumps into that force main. Other gravity line is located out in Route 24 and potentially we have
line that
of gravity line to get these two corner parcels.
And we have easements along there, Rob. We do have easements along those properties on the far on the other side.
I mean, if we approve, I mean, if we keep him in the district, he pays for a lot of those upgrades, right? Any of these, what you just alluded to, it will
yes.
be paid for by that developer, whoever it would have been. So that's not an issue. I mean, they could easily hook up to us, or they could easily hook up to Baywood, right? So they could go either way. It's not a big deal.
They would have to pump to us most likely.
Yeah.
Okay.
They potentially could serve the project from Baywood by gravity.
But okay. We don't have a lot of money tied up in pipes going over there,
we
right?
We do not.
See, that's the key thing I'm looking at, too.
No, well, we wouldn't have the money tied up in it. The developer would have to pay for all those improvements, Sam.
I understand that.
The rest of the users don't pay for that.
But if we had money tied up and pipes all up in that area, then...
Sam, I just said we don't have money tied up in it. The developer would.
I understand that.
Let's see if we can get a motion to approve what you're about to read.
I have a proposed motion if you'd like me to read it.
Yes.
Okay.
Be it moved by the Sussex County Council that the Sussex County Engineering Department is authorized to prepare and post notices for the de-annexation of a parcel of land from the Long Neck Sanitary Sewer District as presented on August 24th, 2010.
Yeah, I'll do it. I'll enter. We'll post it.
Motion by Mr. Cole. Is there a second?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson, second. Any further discussion? Ms. Deaver will take the vote.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Benson?
Yes.
Yes. Motion carried.
Thank you.
Folks, And we have grant requests.
The first one today is Coasters, Inc. Mr. Phillips, that's yours.
Did they have a specific request?
Not in dollars, but in the previous year, you have given them $250.
Exactly what I was thinking.
They're looking for warm-up clothes.
Second, please.
Second.
Motion and second to give $250 from my account to Coasters, Inc. Ms. Deep?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
The Town of Dagsboro.
$3,000 from my account for drainage.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Any discussion? Ms. Deep?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
Yes.
H.O. Brittingham Elementary School.
What did we give last time? Or is this something new?
$200.
Give $200 again.
Second.
Motion and second, $200 from Ms. Deaver's account to H.O. Brittingham Elementary School. Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
I vote yes, motion carries.
And the Bridgeville Apple Scrapple Festival.
They asked for something specific.
What did we give them last time, Sue?
They did not specify an amount. It was $1,500 last time.
How was that? Where'd that come from?
It was a combination of Vincent, Mr. Vincent, Mr. Phillips, and Mr. Wilson.
Was that 500 each, or what did we?
Yes.
I think Joe Connolly signed that letter. You better make sure where the money goes.
Now, we have done a variety of amounts throughout the year.
Just how much Scrapple do you want to
eat? I stand corrected. It was 1,200. 300 each, Mr. Vincent, Mr. Phillips, and 900, Mr. Wilson.
Some like Scrapple better than others.
300 and 9 is 1,500, maybe?
What did you want to do?
Did you just say 300 from Vincent, 300 from Phillips?
Just divide it three equal ways.
I'm sorry, it was 15. Okay. 300 from Mr. Vincent, 300 from Mr. Phillips, and 900 from Mr. Wilson.
So you okay with that, Sam?
I was right the first time.
You got some pigs going up there to
I'll make that motion.
Rapa?
The same.
Yeah, yes. Same, the 9, 3, and 3.
Would you two Scrapple eaters like to get in on this?
No, sir.
You don't
no,
like
sir.
Scrapple?
You Scrapple.
Don't like Scrapple, Jordan?
I love it. I love it. Okay. I eat Greenwood Scrapple.
Oh, do you?
We have a motion and a second
that's it.
Approve $1,500 for the Apple Scrapple Festival, 900 from Mr. Wilson, 300 each from Mr. Vincent and Mr. Phillips. Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
I vote yes.
Thank you.
Carry introduction of proposed ordinances. Mr. Moore, do you have any?
No, Mr. President.
Any additional business from Mr. Chip Guy as a conduit to the public?
We could have a debate on what is the best Scrapple sometime here.
Put that on the agenda, Mr.
Could they get that on?
Rap.
John Walsh, come on down.
Put that on the website.
So they eat in Baltimore.
I got mag time already.
Good morning, members of council. Thank you for having me up here. I have basically just three questions you might want to include as comments or whatever. The first is last week at the workshop on the Board of Adjustment. All of you were there. You also heard that all four of those Board Adjustment members that were there admitted they did not follow the law. All of them. There was also a request from at least one of the members for guidance from council. Now, I was there for the entire session. I didn't hear any. This is a situation that requires some form of action by council. Since the next council meeting is not until September the 14th, things continue going into 3 months beyond June 30. Which is one, an appointment should have been made and was not. Another nomination was made and that has been kicked down the road for weeks. Does the council wish just to keep going the way things are? Another problem, and this is something I think that's even more important and more directly involves council. Page 4 of the memorandum from the attorney of the Board of Adjustment has stated that a frequent problem. And I'll just quote this, page 4, the first full paragraph. There are also frequently situations in which a homeowner or builder has been given incorrect information by county employees. This presents a unique problem, and although the county can legally revoke an incorrect permit, doing so afterwards invites lawsuits. So to avoid that, variances are given. You have a Board of Adjustment that feels forced to cover for the county and the errors that are made. Is there an ongoing education or training program for employees of the county, especially in planning and zoning, and what the requirements are? If not, there should be. And a constant thing, not an occasional. There's one other item that I'll bring up, and this again involves education. Last week, a reporter, and yours truly, was informed that the meeting with your Board of Realtors, or the Realtors Association, pardon me, was a private meeting and no one else was allowed. This was an obvious infringement of the Freedom of Information Act. I know council members are aware of the Freedom of Information Act. We have been told, and others have been told over the course of time, we cannot have 3 members of council in a given area because it becomes a public meeting and requires some form of notice. When the county was asked about this the day before, the statement was, oh, we don't know if it's a public meeting or not. That's up to the Realtors Association. When the Realtors Association was contacted, not just this year, but last year, the individuals said exactly, no, this is a restricted meeting, no public is allowed.
Mr. Walsh.
Sir.
We do afford the public 3 minutes, but I have the authority to grant you a couple more, so. Could maybe start to wrap it up.
Thank you, sir. Wrapping up, again, council should make sure that its employees are aware of the requirements of state law and try to follow them. Also, if you're in the company of a private organization, my suggestion would be that you make certain that the private organization also is acquainted with the legal requirements for county council. On that note, thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Walsh. Thank you.
Can I make a comment, Mr. President?
Mr. Cole?
Mr. Moore?
Yes.
When we ended that little workshop,
yes,
we were my recollection, we directed you to kind of come up with a synopsis, or maybe you and Mr. Lank, I guess, was that where, and kind of bring back in a report about, you know, what the conclusions were. And then I think at that point, Mr. Walsh, we'll look at these things. I think just to come in the next week and start shooting from the hip would be not appropriate. So, and then the other issue you brought up about giving out incorrect information, if somehow, Dave, you can find out, is it a problem? Is it just, does it happen very, very seldomly, or does it happen on a regular basis? And then if from that information, we ought to be able to concur whether we have a problem or not, and whether we need to be educating anybody. And then I also thought we had a suggestion that Bud Ricker, who used to be a planning and zoning, I think retired employee, possibly was recommended by the board to maybe look at some things about addressing certain things. So maybe when we get back in September, we'll have on the agenda a breakdown of that workshop.
I'm getting complaints.
We can address some of these issues.
I'm getting complaints about the permits desk, that there is some confusion among the people at the permits desk.
Without objection, Mr. Baker, that's fine. Roberta Hemmer?
Bud used to train them.
Good morning, everybody. Basically, John stole my thunder there because I wanted to ask some of the same things. I mostly have 2 questions. I would like to know when the appointments are going to take place for the Board of Adjustments. And I would also like to know when we are going to get an update on the recommendations from the Ad Hoc Committee on Manufactured Housing. What's going to happen with that? because that too has just been dragging on. So those would be my two questions this morning.
Great. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Any additional business from council? I'll entertain a motion to go into executive session for the purpose of pending and potential litigation.
So moved.
Second, please.
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.